I got a couple of opinion pieces here on this. I have another one from Joe Doyle. I would have invited Joe back, but hearing Joe 2 days in a row and having him work us into his schedule, I can read you what he said. With Trump's April 8th announcement on Truth Social that abortion legislation should be left to the state, some conservatives are attempting to rewrite history. Members of the conservative commentariat, like Kurt Schlichter of Town Hall, Martha McCallum of Fox News, are now claiming that Republicans sought to repeal Roe so that the issue could be returned to the states. That state sovereignty on abortion has been the Republican Party position, and that the assertion has been the Republican Party position, and that this assertion is valid. This assertion, however, is a manifest falsehood. Donald J. Trump ran for president on a 2016 Republican Party platform promising far-reaching federal initiatives to oppose abortion. The Republican Party platform in 2016 stated, quote, we assert the sanctity of human life and affirm that the unborn child is a fundamental right to life which cannot be infringed. We support a human life amendment to the Constitution and legislation to make clear that the 14th Amendment's protections apply to children before birth. It went on to say that, quote, we urge all states and Congress to make it a crime to acquire, transfer, or sell fetal tissues from elective abortions for research, and we call on Congress to enact a ban on any sale of fetal body parts. Yeah, that's another part about it. Is it a state's right to sell fetal body parts now, Mr. President? Is it a state's right to now traffic and fraudulently obtained abortions for the purpose of obtaining stem cells like they're doing at the University of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania? Story that we've covered. The platform then called upon Congress to ban abortions based upon sex selection and disability, to ban dismemberment abortions, and to enact a pain-capable Unborn Child Protection Act. It also commended the House of Representatives for passing Born Alive legislation. And then Joe Doyle, and just what Joe said about it, any political figure in America today can be expected to alter or reverse his position on issues of public controversy, even matters of supreme moral import. His supporters, however, have no right to lie about it. What happened Monday was an abandonment of 5 decades of Republican promises of federal opposition to abortion. The pro-life movement needs to recognize lucidly that we have suffered a major defeat, one of the worst in the movement's history. We need to determine what our response will be, and we need to ask President Trump candidly, or as the Soviets used to say, in a frank and comradely manner, what, if anything, he intends to do for the pro-life cause if he is elected to a second term. I think that is a perfect question right there. All right, Mr. King, states' rights and people's will, tell us, what will you do to protect innocent human life? Will you reinstitute the Mexico City policy? Will you pull us out of certain conventions in the UN where babies are murdered, slaughtered in their mother's womb wantonly across the planet, and the United States helps to pay for it? What will you do? Again, I think this is a grave, 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 unforced error here. And if he doesn't correct it, he's going to lose the core of that pro-life constituency. And you know who makes that up? It's not Catholics. It's not denominational Christians. It's evangelicals. The evangelical position is the correct one. Yes, I said that. The evangelical position is the correct one. Now, the teaching of the Catholic Church is also the same, but Catholics just ignore it because we have people like, well, I won't get into it. We have cardinals running around shaking hands and doing dances with sisters as a supporter that this is supposed to make us feel good about the faith. In any event, evangelicals are the core of the pro-life movement. And their position is life begins at conception. There are no, we don't, they don't accept the exceptions and the conditions and all that. That's their position. What are they going to tell their hero now? As a matter of fact, let's reverse that question. What is their hero telling them? John Daniel Davidson at thefederalist.com on the same subject here. On abortion, Trump goes the way of Stephen Douglas. Trump declared this week that abortion should be left to the states and there should be no federal abortion legislation because, as I said, this is about the will of the people. We're doing the will of the people. It's the will of the people. The will of the people is supreme. By the way, that is a dumb proposition to begin with. People are stupid if you hadn't noticed, Mr. President. There's not a lot of smart people out here. Doing the will of the people is going to turn out to be a disaster. As a matter of fact, I'd say we got into the pickle we're in largely because of the will of the sheeple. John Daniel Davidson at thefederalist.com. By taking this stand that abortion should not be a federal issue, Trump has not just betrayed his pro-life supporters. You see, now he's using a language of betray. His pro-life supporters, but taking the side of Stephen A. Douglas over at Lincoln, he has insisted that popular sovereignty, not moral principle, should decide the abortion question, just as Douglas insisted popular sovereignty in the new federal territories must decide the slavery question. By the way, Trump says he wants to win in Atlanta. He was in campaigning in Atlanta yesterday. Our home market for the Crusade Radio Network at 1010 WXKG, the King. Morning to all you Atlantans out there. What did Trump do while he stopped at a Chick-fil-A? He ordered 30 milkshakes, according to the news report. And what did he do with them? He passed them out to the crowd, shook a bunch of hands, kissed some babies. What an irony. And posed for selfies with people. There was a black woman that came up to him and gave him a giant hug and said, Mr. President, we support you. Don't let anyone tell you that we don't. Trump wants to win Georgia. What's the law in Georgia, Maggie? Look it up. Pretty sure it's 6 weeks. Remember all the actors and actresses and movie companies were going to leave the Peachtree State? Remember The Walking Dead wasn't going to be produced and filmed in Georgia anymore after the Georgia legislature correctly passed its heartbeat-capable bill? I believe it's what they have is a heartbeat-capable bill, which could be 4 weeks or 6 weeks. And if you can detect a heartbeat, then you can't kill the baby. You can't administer the minifepristone. The day after pill, as they call it. Well, how's he going to win Georgia? Is he going to yell at Georgians and tell them that they're wrong, too? Is he going to say that Georgia, states' rights and the will of the people, we're going to let the states decide? Well, if Florida's wrong, that's what they have, a heartbeat-capable bill. That means Georgia's wrong. Why should Georgians support you? Will you defend their law? Should it wind up in a federal court and with judges that you appoint to hear those cases? And then John Daniel makes the case that Stephen A. Douglas is going that slavery is not all that, and we ought to leave it up to the states to decide, and it's the will of the people in those southern states. And that Lincoln was saying, no, it's a moral abomination, and it needs to come to an end. And in this one very small instance, maybe Lincoln was actually correct. It pains me to say that here on the Crusade Radio Network. But let me pick up in the middle of John Daniel's piece here, because I think he gets this part right. As most Americans now recognize, Lincoln was right and Douglas was wrong. And like Douglas, Trump is wrong today. Moral neutrality on abortion in our time is like moral neutrality on slavery in Douglas's time. It might seem politically savvy, a way to thread the needle on a seemingly intractable issue for the sake of building a coalition, but ultimately it's a recipe for tyranny and anarchy. If the unborn are Americans who have a right to life as some states maintain, then that right cannot simply be waived because majorities in other states want to deny them that right. Again, I don't know how he squares this circle, if you will. Obviously, this means abortion must be banned in every state or eventually allowed in every state. Politically, though, that's an unappealing prospect, which is why Trump's let the states decide approach to abortion probably is the most politically savvy course for now. It certainly is the most expedient. And there are people out there on thefederalist.com, for example, like David Harsanyi, that are pointing out this out, that this is genius politically. Is it genius morally? Is it to make America great again, you need Americans. You can't kill them all.